Thank you for listening to Road Best Traveled. My name is Sretan.
Nam.
Genesis.
This is episode 5. First, we're going to get into how our weeks have gone, what we've been doing. This is the second week of that challenge that I talked about 2 weeks ago. So I'll talk about that a little bit. But this week's topic is going to be rewards. Reward systems, how we reward ourselves, whether we reward ourselves with vacation time, food, hanging out, what your non-reward time is like, if it's just gym time and work time, if you just really get to isolating yourself and then come out of hiding when it's time to reward yourself because you've done well. We'll talk about that stuff. But first things first, my challenge. I'm the only one left. I talked about 2 weeks ago, we tried to do a 30-day challenge, and it was supposed to extend after 30 days to 60. There were 7 of us. Now there's 1. It's me doing the thing myself, and technically, food-wise, I'm not doing very well.
What happened to everybody else?
They quit after, we talked about this last week, one guy quit in like 12 hours, and everybody else became uninterested and just didn't want to do it except for one dude who was training for a 5-mile run, which was last Saturday, and he's actually doing well, but he's like, we just won't do the challenge. So he's been, like, he still works out every day. He's been eating well. I think he switched from eating a bunch of meat. Now he's just trying to eat vegetables for a couple weeks. We have another family event thing happening where I'll get to see him. And one of the other dudes that was part of the challenge, that he's the guy that quit after like 12 hours. And his part of the challenge is just no alcohol. And he seriously lasted like 24 hours. And wow. He's not like it. He just needed to have one beer. It's not like he quit the challenge and had like 20 beers. He just wanted one beer. Which is kind of not worth it, I guess. But it's moderation, so whatever. I don't even know what to think.
Nah, he should have fought through that one beer. I mean, shit, that's like smoking. It's, yeah, I mean, the first week is like the hardest. After that, you just forget about it.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to want one beer. I mean, you're going to want...
Yeah.
That's just, I have a very hard time
that's
with
part
the
of
one,
the, That's
one
part
beer.
Of a challenge.
Yeah, the fuck, man.
Yeah, so I guess in line with what we're talking about, we'll talk with challenge versus reward. In the practice of discipline, I keep repeating myself on the fact that we're going to be repeating ourselves constantly. And there is, the more you deny yourself certain things, the stronger you get and stronger your body and your brain wiring gets towards denying that thing. Like if you just don't eat, I think it's most evident with like fast food and shit. Like if you're pounding McDonald's, when you don't eat that McDonald's, it's straight up. It's close to like smoking. I know smoking has a stronger draw and there's all kinds of stuff, but like you go through serious Mickey D's withdrawal. It's a little bit crazy.
Yep.
But if you deny it for a week, then you deny it 2 and then a month. I got a buddy. I guess it's not a good example because he's in terrible shape, but he hasn't had McDonald's in a couple of years and he doesn't crave it. He doesn't want it. He ate it a while ago and it made him sick. This is not really food. It is delicious though.
Yeah, I haven't done fast food in 10 years is the last time I actually went to a drive-thru and got fast food for myself. I think the last thing I was holding out in a pinch, and I'm talking about in a pinch, maybe a McChicken with no bun, even though they always give me a bun. They think I'm joking when I say no bun. But yeah, maybe a last-ditch effort. I have nothing. I don't know. I forgot my lunch. There's nowhere else to go. A McChicken. That's about it.
Nem, you do stuff at like...
I'll be in a bind more often than that, being on a job site, being just stuck and hungry. And yes, but like you just said, I'll go through fast food and I'll order a bunless burger, a bunless triple, a bunless double. And yeah, you're right. It's like they don't believe you and they'll give you the bun anyway, like half the time. Yes, so I got to take it off.
There's actually alternatives at fast food. The problem is that you already put yourself in that environment where bad stuff is present.
Correct.
It's like, you know, going to a liquor store for, I don't know, these stores that sell liquor and food. So they're going to a convenience store
packages
for
almonds.
Yeah. Go to your local convenience store for bread and they have alcohol there. I mean, you're putting yourself in that bad environment. So that's about the only thing McDonald's for possibly, I'm going to go to the drive-thru. I'm about to get this healthy grilled chicken. Well, guess what? Big Mac's there too. So instead of getting that, you know, that's what you get. So I can kind of understand it from that aspect, but you got to eliminate the environment.
Yeah.
Yes.
when I was growing up, I remember a friend of mine, my mom never, she always cooked everything like fresh. We always got, we were lucky. We always had fresh food. We never really grew up. Like we ate cereal and stuff occasionally, but our lunches, our dinners, like we almost never also ate. Once I got to high school, we got lunch money and we ate the food. And that's when I started eating shitty. But, I had a friend that I was real jealous of all the time. Cause they had one of those, what do you call it? The cupboard, not the cupboard, but the closet full of like snacks and stuff. That dude had every kind of potato chip. He had every kind of like Little Debbie snack, and he was ripped, and his brother was ripped. Back then they didn't work out, and I think it's all genetics because now they're the one dude's like 1 year older than me. He's still ripped, but I mean he works out a lot, practices a lot of jujitsu. He's a teacher. Can you guys hear this okay?
Yeah, that's what we need to talk about one day. What role does genetics play? Yeah, write that one down.
I know it does, but like for somebody, say for example, somebody like me, I'm a tall, fat man. And I think if I ate normal and I worked out more, I would probably be in pretty good shape. I work hard to be a fat fuck. Like I eat way more than I should for years. Now I know some people. I have another friend. Do you remember Hanson?
Yeah.
I won't say his full name. That dude has been eating probably as bad as I've been eating for years, and he's got a little wider, and his width, it just looks like more muscle. Like he's had a six pack his whole life.
Yeah.
He used to go to El Amigos in Sherville, and he would knock out like two or three burritos and take one in the car to eat on the way home. I mean that's awesome, but that is a lot of steak and beef. It's not like he's eating cookies. Let me eat my share of cookies. You hold sleeves of Oreos. But other than the candy, the Halloween candy I just ate, I've actually been doing good with all my food and everything. So.
I just killed a bunch of Halloween candy too.
Yeah, I just, the only thing I haven't, and this weekend I was going to give myself like Saturday to drink and eat whatever I wanted. And it actually wasn't bad. I had like one drink and I wasn't feeling it, so I didn't drink. And the people that were around me didn't give a shit, which is like always the case.
Yeah, that's generally how it is.
I don't hang out in fraternities, so nobody's forcing me to drink any alcohol and chanting shit at me. So that was actually a lot easier than I thought. I thought everybody was going to give me shit, and they didn't.
That's an interesting concept, because that just made me think, what if I hung around all the people at the gym that I worked out with? That probably would be pretty boring. So, I mean, you can't fault yourself for hanging out with people that may not, they say hang around like-minded people. Yeah, that's true. But if you're into working out, I mean, that don't necessarily mean you have to surround yourself by other people that work out. It's just when you're in that environment, you want to be surrounded by people that maybe is interested in maybe achieving the same goal you are inside the gym. So, I mean, that's not such a bad thing to maybe be out with people that, you know, like to drink. You just have self-control. That's where discipline, like we talked about last week, come in. You just have to know what your path is and where you're going with it, and you should be okay.
Yeah. I don't know, though. If I found a bunch of people that like to go rock climbing and shit, that would kind of be fun. There's not anywhere to do that around here, but I don't know. Active lifestyle's fun.
We
play basketball a couple times a week. That shit's fun.
Yeah, the active part, it'll be fun, but just, I don't know, sometimes you have to get, you have to get outside of
I know what you mean.
Working out, because, I mean, when I'm not in the gym, am I thinking about working out? Yeah, of course I am. But, you know, when I'm doing other stuff, I have to get myself away from that. And then when I come back to working out, kind of like recharge, a little extra energy from when I'm outside the gym. And then when I come back to gym, I'm focused.
I do like the nightlife, though. That's a problem. I'm not an animal. I just like to be out all night. I'm not the guy that's like, let's keep going, blah, like with booze and whatever. I just want to keep going. I just want to stay awake. My vice, I think, is sleep, where I don't want to sleep.
I don't see how you do it.
I don't. The last couple of weeks have been... That's actually the last 2 weeks, this thing that's no longer a challenge, but I'm going to keep talking about it and tweaking it. And like part of the website's going to have stuff set up, cataloging the shit that I'm doing. As the guinea pig, as the guy that wants to show and be an example, just like you guys are. Sleep has been the one thing that I've been fucking with. I'm exhausted and I can't think because of sleep. And
lack
that's
of?
My confession. Yeah, lack of sleep.
What, 5 hours?
Less. Last week there was a three day period where I was doing like around 2 hours a night.
Oof.
Just trying to set shit up with here and keep, like we're at the Green Door Books in Hobart, And so we're setting stuff up here and then going to my regular day job during the day, trying to make it. The hardest part is just the commute, like driving. I have a really long commute and driving that whole time, trying to stay awake.
Yeah, that shit ain't easy. Yes.
No.
I do. Yes, I'm in construction, and sometimes those job sites are out there.
Yeah.
And that is, that'll suck the life right out of you for days, for a couple days. My commute, like if I got to commute over an hour one day, I'm shot for the next day. Like that you know, you get stuck in traffic, then, I mean, that's just horrible. I don't know how you guys do it. Hats off to you guys.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
That's why, and then you were telling me about how you went to, like, you spent 3 months in Europe, right?
Yes.
3 months in Serbia?
Yeah.
And you were telling me about how your day would go and how you would mostly just be walking around the city you were staying at. If you weren't walking, you were on a bicycle.
Yes.
But almost never in a car.
Correct.
And it just, man, I think that does wonders for the brain if you don't have to get into a car for a while. You don't have to sit and get all pissed off like everybody else. And I don't know, if I'm walking and it's crowded, it doesn't really bother me.
No.
But if you're in a car and it's crowded, woo.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
It's annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have a bad commute to work, right, Genesis?
No. It's okay. 45 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes. I leave work, you know, pretty early. I like to get there early. So I kind of like to cruise. So it takes me, about 40, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Not too bad. I mean, it's mostly expressway and then maybe a little 10 minutes doing the city. So I could do it. I've been doing it for 12 years now. So it's kind of like autopilot. You know, I could do it half, you know, sleep.
And now that we started the show, you can listen to this show on repeat. It'll be out once a week, but you can listen to it 5 days a week, man. Aren't you excited?
Yeah, I listen to myself 5 days a week.
So let's talk about the reward stuff. So enough about, you know, my failure. Thing so far, my failure so far, my weakness against Halloween candy. What are ways that you guys reward yourselves? Is it a big thing? Is it a thing with you that you guys consciously do things to reward yourself? I ask you because you guys both live what we are trying to share, to live that active lifestyle, like that healthy thing. You guys are actually moving. There's a certain part of your day that you are working out, that you're being active. And then outside of that, you guys are pretty much eating healthy. So is that something that crosses your minds? Reward systems? You just kind of do what you want because you kind of have the routine set in place.
That's actually a tough one. Reward system. I know maybe on certain days I get away with stuff that I normally wouldn't. If I go to the movie, all right, so here's my one thing that you asked me to give up. If you do this challenge, it's not happening. Popcorn. I will not give up popcorn. And I'm old school. I make popcorn at home in a skillet. If I go to the movies, it's impossible for me not to get popcorn. One time do I remember not getting popcorn in the movie. That's because I was pissed because on a Friday night I went, never again, and I took somebody out. It cost me like $30 to see a movie and popcorn and all that. And so even before the popcorn, so I didn't get any popcorn. I think movie tickets now were like $12 for a ticket. That's insane. So I was highly upset about that. So I refused to eat their popcorn. But other than that, so when I go to the movie, like tomorrow, I'll be going to see Thor, and I will get popcorn. That's just happening, and I'm going out to Portage. I'm going to spend my 54 cent it costs to get a refill, and I am taking that refill home, and I'm going to eat it. So, and I'm not going to worry about it. So, yes, is that kind of a reward system for me? I guess you can say so. More so of, I know I can do that and not have to worry about it. I used to.
Because you eat clean most of the time.
Yeah, I used to designate Sundays, because that's my day off, as a potential cheat meal where I would do maybe something I normally wouldn't eat. So that was kind of maybe my reward system as far as food. How about you, Nam?
I don't know. I just don't have like any planned rewards or anything. If I do good, then I get to reward myself. I don't have any of that. So if I feel like eating a pizza, I'll grab a pizza. Right.
But you usually don't.
I usually don't. Yeah, I don't. Yes, I usually don't. But yeah, that whole reward system, if I'm good all week, I'm going to have a cheat meal. No, I just don't know.
You're not conscious of it.
No.
Because you have the. That's why I'm asking, because you have the system in place.
I guess that's the reward, is not having to worry about or think about it. It's like if you want something, you can
just
get it and not say, all right, now I have to
Yeah, I don't even process it as a cheat. It's not a cheat. It's not. It's part of my diet. That's just who I am. Like I think you mentioned it earlier when we started recording that that whole conditioning yourself, and I just I'm not struggling to keep eating clean all week to have to reward myself to with a cheat meal. I don't need to do that. I'm not struggling. I'm just this is it. This is what I do. I'm eating.
Yeah.
And
do people constantly ask you like, how do you do it, bro? Like, how do you not eat honey buns all day long? So this is the fifth time we recorded, and I already noticed like one of my buddies was in here recording earlier, and so I mean Genesis have met him before. You met him tonight for the first time, and he was asking about something we might get into later, but because he didn't know you, Nem, and we've already gone through your like before and after shit, like. You must go through that constantly, like where you're constantly like, talking about it. Does that ever get annoying?
No.
Because even tonight, I want to tell everybody like what you've done. You know what I'm saying? But then this will be the fourth person that I would have told while you're here. And I'm like, I don't want to go through it. I'll just tell them later.
No, I don't mind. I don't care. I've had my picture shared. Like there was a gym in Atlanta that shared my before and after picture. Mm-hmm. And you know, like, They like shared it as a, you know, as a result they could produce, and you know I got a comment from someone I was working out with. She said, you know, why don't you send them a message? Why don't you tell them to fuck off? You know, take a picture. Now I'm like, I don't care. You know, God bless. You know, that's awesome. Good. Yeah. Let them share it. Let them. Maybe someone will get motivated and get some results. Yeah, I don't care. I'll talk about it all day long. I'll talk about it to whoever wants. I'll explain whatever I want. They can message me 24 hours a day. All day, whenever they want, I'll answer every single question. I don't mind.
I think maybe
I never will.
I think I picked a couple good hosts because Genesis has. I know maybe with me because I'm occasionally okay person to hang out with, but he has endless patience for me.
Yeah,
where he's always he's got an open door policy for working out.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Guilt trip me.
To work out, yeah.
Doesn't ever guilt trip me. Always says you're welcome. Always some like occasionally he'll be like. Like I'll just disappear for months. Always give him a call on New Year's Eve at like 12:01. The second person I call almost every year. And no, not almost. Every year he's the second person I call. And my mommy's the first one. but yeah, after that I kind of disappear and occasionally, usually when I'm in like a bad mood, I'm like, bro, gotta work out. You still work it out, bro. And he'll go, yeah, when are you off? And we'll try to get together. But it's crazy. You do. You have endless patience, and you'll work out with anybody.
Yeah, I work out with anybody. I have a friend, he always try to, you know, we work out together, and as of late for the past year and a half, we haven't been on the same schedule, but whenever we are, we'll meet up and work out, and do I go more than him? Yeah. I mean, we have a little competitive thing going on, so we're always trying to outdo each other. Do I go more than him? Yeah, I do. I mean, are our priorities a little bit different? Yeah, but that's just... You know, I don't fault him for that. I know what he can be, where he can get to, and I have an open door with him. If he ever wants to get back to where we were, we can work out. And, you know, he'll tell me, you know, yeah, I've been being, just because you don't see me don't mean I'm going, not going, this and that. You don't have to make any excuses or explanations to me. All you got to do is, when it's time to work out, if you want to, show up. You name the time, and I'm there. It don't matter what gym it is. It can be my gym. It can be your gym. I'll pay any amount of the gym to... money to go to a gym to work out with anybody. It's just, you know, kind of like Nem said, I'm an open door policy when it comes to just working out.
Yep.
It sucks because when I give an excuse, it's like a direct bullshit reflection. Like, it's immediate. You're like, well, you know, I can't today because, and he's like, okay, fine. Like, yeah. Ain't no problem. I'll be at the gym.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. You don't have to, nobody has to prove anything to me. Like, you have
I need you to beg me.
Yeah, yep. Nobody ever has to convince me of the reason they don't want to go. It's, yeah. You know, it's fine. When the time comes, if you want to, hey, I'm here. It's fun. It's what I do.
So you guys are both saying that if you're in the thick of it, there's a guy, and I don't think it's his quote, but there's because I'm deep into the podcast stuff. There's a former Navy SEAL that's like a motivational speaker, and he has his own system of like discipline and all this. His name is Jocko Willink. You guys might have heard of him, but he has a quote that he most likely... is somebody else's, but it just, and I think The Rock has the same one. The Rock has a good quote that's, I think it goes, I'm going to butcher it. I'm really bad at giving quotes when I do this thing, but it's, you either have to feel the pain of regret or the pain of discipline, one or the other. That's The Rock's quote.
Okay.
So you either have to feel the pain of getting up every morning and working out. You have to feel the pain of disciplined eating when it's painful. Like, if I'm sure it's not so painful, or if you know you're like, man, I'm fatter than I think I should be. Man, I wish I could go run. Man, I have pain in my ankles because I'm overweight, or I have type 2 diabetes or something. Either you have the discipline to put those things down and live your life in a better way, or you have the pain of not being healthy and being miserable over it. And most of the time, if you're healthy and you live a healthy lifestyle, because your body's working the way it's supposed to, the majority of your days are positive ones, as opposed to the other way where you go to the doctor. Why am I not good, doc? Give me something. Well, here, I'll give you this medicine and you might feel better, but it's going to mess with your liver. Or, oh, I'm like high stress. I feel super anxious. And I've quoted C.T. Fletcher before, and he says about the most under-tried form of therapy, anti-anxiety, I told you, man, I'm not good with the quotes, is the gym. Like, if you go to the gym regularly, odds are you're not going to have like anxiety and depression and all that stuff, because you're doing what your body needs to do, movement and carrying things around that are heavy, you know, resistance training, having your body move in positions. Yeah, sweating it out. But Jocko also talks about the freedom of discipline, because he's a ex-Navy SEAL, which is kind of what I'm talking about. You guys live in that world of freedom through discipline. You know what you do. You know what you're doing. You know what you're putting in your body most of the time. So it's kind of, we live in two different worlds mentally. You guys don't even think about the shit that I think about. To me, I'm constantly thinking about like honey buns and Twizzlers and shit. And it's just, it's not a thing. You say, if I want it, I'll get it. But you rarely want it.
Yeah. The reward is getting to the next day. Like, you get an example early of your friend and the challenge. He couldn't last 12 hours. Well, the whole reward is after that first 24 hours, whatever diet you're doing, let's use intermittent fasting as an example, something that I'm doing currently. That first 16 hours after you get past that, that's the reward. You made it 16 hours to the your 8-hour window, and then you take advantage of your 8-hour window that first day, and then repeat, and then the next day you make it. So yeah, a lot of times my time frame is a little bit different, because I work midnight, so from 11 to 7, that's my 8 hours. So my window was from 7 till 11 of night eating. So yeah, in the middle of the day, do I get hungry a little bit, or do I want something? Do I want to stray away from the intermittent fasting process? Yes, I do. But my reward is, if I fight that itty little bit of, I don't know what you want to call it, that vice, as you want to call it, that temptation. If I fight that little temptation, then guess what? The reward is, come when my window is open, there you have it. I did it. And that's the biggest reward, is making it to the next day. I guess rewards and results are kind of tied in a little bit.
Yes, yes, yes. That's...
So, I mean, we're talking about rewards, but more I talk about rewards, guess what is going to come up? Results.
Yes, results. Yes, the PR, yes, that's the reward.
Oh, yeah.
All that work you put in, and then yes, getting the result out of it—that's the kicker.
So I think we gave enough information about rewards, and we'll talk about it again. Like I said, it's going to be a repetitive show, but every time we repeat ourselves, repeat it from a different angle, I guess. The last thing is, we'll talk through each one of us and what our next week is going to look like. Is there something that we're excited about? Is there a new competition coming up? Is there a new stage of your workouts happening? Is there something you're specifically working on, like shoulder mobility, ankle stuff, a new routine, anything? Is there something, is there a new spaghetti recipe that you're trying?
A new honey bun out there?
Is there a new low-carb honey bun? I guess I'll go first, and then Nem, if you want to go after that.
All right.
My thing is, I need to get more sleep this week. That's always a goal I overlook. There's a couple things here work-wise that I need to get done. But other than sleep, tomorrow I'm going to the gym. Tomorrow is Friday. I haven't been to the gym in about a week. And the last couple times I've been in the gym were kind of a joke. So I'm just going to walk into the gym and see how it goes. That's my goal for tomorrow and my goal for the rest of the week. I'm going on a trip in 2 weeks, and I want to at least be able to say that I started a habit. I'm not going to be bragging about it. The goal is just to just go to the gym every day for the next 2 weeks. And I don't really have a good excuse as not to go.
No, you don't. But so. that's a good go. Walking in the gym, that's where it starts.
Just gotta walk in. Yep. Just smell one of the barbells and that's it. There like a go. Weirdo.
Sniff it.
Like the rocks. It should be like a,
I don't want to get into it. Just start smelling the bike machine seats. So yeah, that's me. But sleep is a big thing. I've been flipping the fuck out just because I haven't been sleeping. I knew it was going to go like this with what we're trying to do here at the store.
What's your goal? What's your target goal of sleep?
Me?
Yes.
Right now, it'd be great if I could get 6 hours. But, I mean, in a month or two, I'd like to get 8 hours a night like a normal person.
Damn, how about you? What's your... How much sleep do you get, you think?
Man, I'm all over the place.
This week?
This week? I don't know. Like, I'm off tomorrow. We're not working. Job got delayed till Monday. I'll probably get 10, 12 hours of sleep. I'm not going to set the alarm clock. I'm just going to probably go home after this. I'm going to eat, crash soon after that, and I'm just going to, I don't know, wake up a little 11, 12, I don't know. But I could set the alarm clock up, and I could get, 6 hours of sleep. I'll feel fine. I'll feel fine on 6 hours. Anything less than 6 hours, I feel like shit.
Yeah,
okay. I move slow. I'm brain fogged. I'm fucked up. And then weekends is, I know it's not any good, but yeah, weekends like when I catch up, I could take up to three naps a day on a Sunday if I schedule it right where I'm off that day.
Yes. Power naps. I call them power naps.
So yeah. you do get about 6 hours a night.
If I'm
occasionally working, you do less.
That commute is what if I got that commute in the morning where the job site's Moquin or some bullshit like that, then yes, I get less hours of sleep. I wake up in the morning, I make my pot of coffee, I'll make my lunch. I wake up at 5.
Yeah.
5:15 depends, and I by the time I'm done training my cousin at night, I walk into my house at 10 p.m. and then I got to eat again, shit, shave, shower, all that good shit. Yeah. And then I'm, fall asleep at 12, wake up at 5, if I got that commute. If I don't, like tomorrow, I'm off tomorrow, I'm going to crash, and I'm probably going to be in a coma for a good 12 hours.
How about you? You got a good routine, right, normally? It's just when they switch your shifts, you get a little screwed up.
Yeah, when they switch my shift, you get a little messy. I'm always in a midnight rotation, so no matter whether I'm at work or off, I'm always up till 6 or 7. So was it... Tuesday? No, it was Wednesday. So Wednesday I was off. So I stayed up to about, I kept my same window as far as eating from 11 to 7. So I stayed up watching TV to about 6, watching Generation Iron 2.
I think 6 a.m.?
Yeah. Because I'm stuck in that midnight. Once you're on midnights, you just stay in, no matter what, you just stay in that rotation. So on my off days, I'll sleep during the day, and then like now I won't. Probably tonight into tomorrow, I probably won't go to bed till about 5 or 6. I'm just stuck because midnight is just a different breed. So you have to be in that just mindset. You have to find your way to get around working it. Anybody who says they like working it, they don't. They just like it because they have to. I mean, you have to like it. There's no choice. So yeah. So my sleep is it's a little bit off. So I may sleep from 7 to 11, and then I'm up, and then somewhere throughout the day, I got to take a nap. Power nap. That's what I like to call it. Power nap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been taking naps at my lunch at work, but I think I'm pushing it. I wake up at least like 3 times a week. So the last couple of weeks, I'll take a quick nap, 20 minutes, sometimes an hour, in the parking lot. And 2 times a week, 3 times a week, I wake up thinking I crashed my car. I wake up and I see a windshield and sunlight. I'm like, oh, fuck, I did it. Finally, I crashed my car. Not that it like, and I have a good routine when I drive. I have a crazy commute both ways. If I feel anything, and I usually don't because I got a bunch of caffeine in my system, but if I feel tired, I'm stopping at the Oasis's. There's plenty of them. I could suck it up for a few miles till I get to one, and I'll sleep. But still, I freak out every time. I wake up, I just see a windshield and sunlight. And I'm like, oh, man. Yeah, freak out a little bit.
Yeah, that's just your body talking to you. Your body's scared that you got more sleep than you used to.
Yeah.
At 20 minutes, your body is like 20 minutes to your body is like an hour. So your body's like, oh, wake up.
I guess I thought of while we were talking about this, I thought of another question, and that is, and this will be the last thing we talk about, and then we're done. It'll sleep routine, and morning routine. You already said you wake up, you make your pot of coffee, you make your lunch, and you're out the door.
Yeah.
Shower. Do you shower in the morning, night,
no.
Whatever?
No.
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 Everything at night?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll set up my work clothes in the morning.
Yeah.
For the morning. Yeah. And I am literally, from the time my alarm clock rings to me in in my car in reverse coming out the driveway is less than 5 minutes. I can set that up if I got that long commute, so I get that, I don't know, long sleep as long as possible.
Yeah. Do you have a morning routine? Well, I mean, morning for you.
Not really. I just kind of, I listen to my body. Everything is based off what my body tells me to do. Because of my schedule changes, I can be on midnights, I can be on afternoons, I can be on days. That's just the life at the railroad. So I base things around that, and I just listen to my body. Like you said, sleep in the car. There's been times when I was working straight days, the best time for me to go to the gym was after work. Well, I work outdoors. So, you know, in all elements, snow, rain, that beats your body up and you're tired. But the gym is just as a priority as work is for me. So a lot of times what I would do is I would pull up to the gym and I would sit in the car and I would literally take a 30-minute nap. And then I would wake up and go. And I would have wonderful workouts. I have two options. I have two different gyms I go to. One's 24 hours, one's not. On the weekends, the one that I prefer to go to is closed at 5. If my body doesn't wake me, if my body doesn't let me know that at 3 p.m. you need to go because the gym closes at 5, if it's not agreeing with me or if it's telling me, you know what, you should wait, I'll wait and I'll go to the 24-hour gym before work. So I'm all over the place. I don't like working out after work, but sometimes I have to and I'll make the best of it and I'll listen to my body and then I'll do it. Sometimes before work, a lot of people say, you know what, I can't work out before work. Sometimes I have to wait before work because that's when my body is telling me, all right, this is your prime optimal time to work out. So my routine is actually based off how I feel, how my body communicates to me what to do and when to do. That's probably one of the toughest things I had to learn to do, because I mean, that's why I've been very fortunate not to be injured. There's a lot of stuff that I don't do in the gym now because of my body, because of not, well, not fear for injury, because something's telling me like, all right, this is a lot of stress, this is pressure, this is uncomfortable, so stop doing this. So listening to my body as basically how I operate from day to day.
I think for most people, their body kind of tells them, if they learn to listen to their body, they could kind of be in an okay position. Like if you're constantly exhausted and you know you're pounding a bunch of coffee in the morning, that probably means you got to get more sleep. You know what I mean? I know there's certain people that can't. There's people that have a crazy, like a bunch of kids and a crazy world, and they got to work a bunch and they have a commute. Like I complain about my commute, but part of what makes my commute shitty is that there's a bunch of other people on the road with me in the same boat. And it's one of the 40 billion themes that we have with the show is the fact that we live in a place where if we lived in Colorado, where there's certain parts of Colorado where, you know, where fitness is kind of what you do. Hiking is kind of what you do. When you say, hey, buddy, like if I were to call one of you guys and be like, hey, man, Wednesday, odds are here if I say something like that, hey, man, I want to hang out. Hey, man, Wednesday, you want to go for a beer? Hey, man, Wednesday, you want to go get some chicken wings? Whereas there's like a whole culture in other places. Like you go to certain places in Colorado, which is my point. Hey, man, let's go for a hike. Like you don't say, hey, let's go for a beer. I mean, some people do. Obviously, they have the whole craft beer culture, but people are more likely to do those kinds of things. There's certain places, like you went to Novi Sad in Serbia, and like odds are somebody's like, hey man, let's just go for a walk. We're just gonna walk for an hour and we'll bullshit. Like yes. That's how we'll talk. That's how we'll hang out. Yeah, listen to your body. So there's certain things, like your body will like those things. When you have people that I stopped asking people for workout advice years ago because I kind of know everything that I need to do. And it's always, for years I've realized that it's on me to make those changes. And if I haven't, I should probably shut up about it. Now I don't shut up about it, but I don't ask people for advice either. The new attempt is shut the fuck up about it, other than on the show, and do the work. Most people's bodies tell, your body tells you what you need to do. I work in an office environment, and I was talking about it with a coworker today he's a 43-year-old man and he's in fantastic shape. He doesn't work out, he walks a lot, and he gets a ton of sleep. And he just eats very, very healthy. But he doesn't lift weights. He doesn't do any of that stuff. And he's healthy. Like, you don't see him limping around the office. Whereas most of the other people, we had a discussion. Everybody in my office, about 100 people on the first floor and about 100 people on the second floor, maybe 10% of the people that are over 50 can actually walk from one spot to another spot. Like, walk to the bathroom without either limping or groaning when they get up out of their chair, or have a hard time sitting back down in their chair. That's crazy. And Nem said it repeatedly. What'd you say? Sitting is the
new smoking.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's true. But like on top of that, these people, I know the routine. I live the routine. And when I see these people, I see my future. So I'm trying to change it. And I will. But you see somebody and it's unfortunate. How do we change a culture? We share this information. But you get up in the morning, you get in your car, you sit. You drive to work, however long that takes you, get in your office, and thank goodness maybe you say to yourself that I don't have like a laborer's job, I'm not busting out my hands, I'm not going to get arthritis at an early age. I'll tell you what you will get is type 2 diabetes at an early age. You will get arthritis in your hips earlier. Your knees are going to be jacked. Your ankles are going to be messed up. You know, how often do you see these people that are this age and their body's already beaten up? God forbid they got to go for a run or something, or have to run to the mailbox or the car. Or some emergency thing happens. Half of them will have a heart attack.
Yep.
And it's just crazy.
I experienced that at my job too. Work at the railroad. A lot of people are now forced to do jobs now that require a lot of more walking than normal. And I can see like it's taking a toll on a lot of the older employees, and they're just, you know, they're complaining. This hurt, that hurt. You know, it's, and to see them, I mean, working at the railroad is not like, you see a lot of unhealthy people there because a lot of the railroad is you do a lot of sitting and you do a lot of stuff, you know, on the train where you're actually not moving. You're just getting on and getting off. But there's a lot of jobs where you're actually doing physical labor, you know, and you're doing a lot of walking. I mean, a lot. The best thing I can ever invest in it was a Fitbit to show how much walking I do a week, like a day. I put in, based off what I do, like 10 miles of nonstop. This is just walking. I'm not running. This is back and forth walking in an 8-hour shift. Talking about, I'm averaging like 10 miles. Jeez. So that's a lot of walking. And you know, you'll walk from one end of a track to another end of a track. So you see this taking a toll on like a lot of people. And they'll ask me, you know, I don't see how you do it to go work out. Well, the thing is that at the gym, I've already conditioned my body to take that type of force, that type of weight. At work, when you're working, everything you do at work, you do with a purpose. So when you move with a purpose to accomplish whatever your job has you to accomplish. So at work, when people are moving, they're moving with all that force, all that weight, with a purpose. So a lot of that is beating up their bodies, and you can see everybody at work, everybody's frustrated, everybody's tired, everybody's out of breath, out of shape. And I mean, how do you do it, Jen? How do you do it? It's just that, well, I've already conditioned my body for that. So out between working out and outside of work, does it beat me up? Yeah. Am I tired? But yeah, just like anything else, once I sleep, eat, it's repeat. And I'm, you know, my body recovers pretty well.
You work with crews, right? Or is it usually by yourself?
It's either one other person or I'm by myself.
Okay. So you don't have to worry about other dickheads.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes. Well, see, there'll be plumbers. There'll be other trades.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there'll be other trades.
Yeah. Sleep routine. TV on, TV off. TV in the room, music, light,
TV on. Food. I got a timer on my TV, whatever that thing's called, and it cuts off by itself.
Yeah,
TV, music, TV on. It's just in the background, just white noise, I guess.
Yes.
I could hear it. It's just, you know, it doesn't help or hurt me. It's just something I'm used to.
Yeah, correct. I live by myself, so yeah, I turn on the TV, and it's just to hear voices, like to people talking.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I don't watch it. It's the same channel. I've never changed the channel. And it's just people talking.
Yeah,
it's just the news.
I got The Matrix 2 Revolutions. So I bought that on DVD back when you bought DVDs before the Fire Stick. And the one thing I loved about that would always be on. But when it was in the DVD player, I automatically repeated. So that was like one of my only DVDs that repeated. So Matrix always stayed in DVD, and I swear I can quote that movie word for word, but that was what was always on the background, because that's back when I stayed by myself. I couldn't afford cable, I had a DVD player and DVDs, and that was Matrix, and it was always on, and you know, it was just in the background for the background noise, and it repeated. I didn't have to push a button.
I used to have something on, TV on, and I used to have to watch stuff, and I would watch stuff occasionally I'd watch stuff till 2 in the morning, and then I was like, I can't, I'll close my eyes and turn over. And about a year ago, a little over a year ago, my girlfriend was like, you need to take the TV out of the bedroom. I didn't want to. It was terrible for me for about 2 weeks. There's no radio in there. There's no TV. I charge my phone in the other room. I tell you what, after 2 weeks, Now I don't. Now when I get home, like even now, like I always want some kind of noise. I always want something. But I sleep so much better if I just leave my phone in another room. I don't have a TV in my room now. I don't have like pitch black. I'm about to get some sleep masks because I want to try some shit with some hammocks, some weird meditation stuff. But I go to bed. I just lay down. Now I sleep much better. I just don't sleep enough. And I don't have a hard time. Like maybe 15 minutes, I get lost in that whole like. I think people need to get a little more used to what they're like. You frequently hear the quote like, "I need to have the radio on. I need to have the TV on because I can't sit in the quiet and be like confronted by my own thoughts," or whatever the word is. You know what I mean? Like yeah. They don't want to be in that quiet, so they have to sit to their and listen to their mind wander or think about other things or be restless. Yeah. But I actually think it's kind of you should. Turn all that stuff off. Sit in that. That's what your body needs. It needs that darkness. It needs that quiet.
Yes.
Now, you guys seem to have good routines, but I know for me, always having issues for shit like 20 years now with my sleeping. It's just that I don't want to. I don't want to fucking go to sleep. I always think something magical is going to happen while I'm sleeping, and it doesn't. I always tell people, like, if you're up at 1 in the morning and if you're out or something, you're on the internet, you're, like, not doing cool shit. You're doing shit you should not be unless you work midnight.
It's kind of like when you, for some crazy reason, say you wake up, you left your phone in the other room or it was off, or then you go back to your phone and you realize nobody called or texted you in 8 hours. And you're wondering, like, what happened? Where is everybody at? You know, you start to, you know, wonder. But yeah, I do agree with you. I does feel good when for some reason maybe I don't have my phone on or is somewhere and I turn it off, do not disturb, and not going to sleep and not having to worry about that. Because I know if somebody really needs to get a hold of me, there's another phone number they can call to get me. So I don't worry. I used to worry, like, I need my phone because what if something happened? But I make sure that now I don't have to worry about it. If something happens where somebody needs to contact me, there's their ways to get a hold of me, you know, other than, you know, calling me. So not having my phone buzzing every time, you know, I get every alert, you know, if it's fantasy football season, so all types of alerts are going through, text messages, something happened at work, we can text. Not having to worry about that for the few hours that I do get sleep is, you know, I will say it is refreshing. TV in the background has to be going though.
I downloaded a couple apps on my computer and on my phone that take out the blue light.
I just did that last night. Yeah. I didn't know my phone automatically does that shit.
Yeah, it
I got made fun of.
As the sun goes down, it tracks your time zone and your, you know, whenever the time changes, and it'll actually, as the sun goes down, my screens turn pinkish, type of, and that actually helps. It's
supposed to be awesome.
Yes,
like better, not all, like better for you.
Yeah, it's not a cure all, but won't be. It won't be like 1 a.m. and fried like at the computer, at the phone. You'll actually start dozing off.
I think next week I really, really want to talk in depth about social media, the internet, and we might talk a little bit about internet pornography.
Oh, yeah.
But definitely going to talk about the social media stuff. And for me, I know I complain all the time. I don't have a Facebook, but I sure shit use Instagram like it's crack. And I'll Google constantly to the point where I'll be in my car and it's just not, something pops into your head. I'm driving my car. I don't need to know this thing that popped into my head. I'd like to talk for about an hour about all the different ways the internet and constant connection and constant distraction is fucking up people's heads, because every day I find out more of my, because I'm surrounded by people that some of them are healthy and have good habits, but the majority are not healthy and don't have good habits. And whether that means the gym, sleeping, food, and those people that are, that don't have these good habits, most of them are not really happy. Or I found out that a lot of people are very high anxiety nowadays.
Yes.
They just have a ton of, I keep finding new people in my different circles of friends and family that are on anti-anxiety medication, that don't work out and that don't eat right and that don't get enough sleep. The number one factor aside from all that stuff to me, because I think all that stuff has always been around, bad food, cool stuff on TV. Now it's just a lot more. I think the number one factor is our smartphones and what the hell they're doing in our brains. That constant information and how they're set up. And I do want to talk about that. And we'll talk about that next week because I'm interested in both of you guys. Because you, Nem, you participate. You actually create content for Snapchat, Instagram, But you do too, Genesis, right? You chronicle, like you videotape your workouts. So what I kind of want to talk about, so think about it for next week, is I think if you create content, like here at Green Door, like, and with the show, we're creating the content, right?
Yep.
We're going back and forth. We're having conversations. We're giving people information. So if somebody listens to us in the car, that's not the problem. That's not what I think is the problem. I think certain parts of the internet are amazing. Google's fucking amazing. And even being in contact with people, there's certain parts of Facebook that are awesome. But that constant flow of information, that addiction, like when I know that I had a good day, my body's tired, I'm ready for sleep, but for some reason, I got to grab my phone and look on Instagram, or who took a picture of a fucking piece of cake or a little video of a smelly fart that somebody smelled, like something stupid. Or you know what I'm saying? And it's not like, ooh, I saw the one thing, or I saw my few friends, and they, you know, I don't have that many people that I follow. But like, you see a couple of those, next thing you know, it's an hour and a half later, and I'm trying to follow people that I never heard of, and I'm looking at the dumbest shit on earth. What keeps pushing me? And then what was supposed to be a good night's sleep and an easy night of rest, I'm fucking like wired. My mind is racing, and I shut it off and want to go to bed. So I don't know, Genesis, you're smiling at me. I feel like you're going to just laugh because you don't do any of that shit.
No, I just now got into the big on social media like maybe 2 years ago, Instagram, Facebook. If you look me up on Facebook, you could probably find me, but you'll find out I have no friends. If you send me a friend request, I will not accept it. I'm on Facebook and I'm in like 2 or 3 workout groups and that's it. Instagram, if you see me on Instagram, you find me. If you work out, I will follow you. My Instagram is wide open. Anybody can follow me. All my content is workout related. There's nothing on there besides that. So, I mean, as far as I go on social media and Facebook, I'm in a workout group. That's it. I post my workouts within this group that I'm part of, and that's it.
I have a feeling when we talk next week that you guys create, like you guys catalog what you do more so than you spend hours looking at what other people are doing. That's my theory. And I'm going to find out next week how you guys actually use the internet. And I'll tell you how I do too. And I'll have some articles here that talk about how it actually fucks with your brains. I don't think it's good.
No.
I really don't.
No, it's not.
When we'll talk about that shit. Like we'll talk about it.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, yep. I'm done talking. So I'm just going to say thank you. And if you guys want to do the same, go ahead or kick out your final thoughts. Genesis, anything?
I have something planned for the week after next. So I'll talk about that next week that I'm very excited about. Extremely excited. Until then.
You got anything?
Yeah, that's about it. Now, Instagram, Ancient Slav Fit. All one word, Ancient Slav Fit. Follow me. I post almost everything that I do on there. Thank you very much.
We got your spot.